by the King Suchandra, and the Tantra itself has 12,000 stanzas.
Tala, Gavin Dawa Sambu, Deva, Shaloka Tantra, Tuji,
the King Suchandra wrote a commentary of 60,000 stanzas on it. The root tantra of 12,000 stanzas was not translated into Tibetan. However, there are quotations from it which are found in the commentary called The Stainless Light and in other commentaries. The brief explication of initiations, however, was translated into Tibetan. Then after seven Dharma kings appeared the Kulika Manjushri Kirti, who caused many beings such as Surya, Ratha and so forth to enter into the mandala and to be purified, blending all of these persons into one lineage. And thus he was given the name of the Dharma king, and as was prophesied in the root tantra itself, that someone named Kirti would make a shorter version of the tantra. He condensed the tantra into what we have now, which is called the condensed Kalachakra Tantra. It has over 1,000 stanzas, and since he was prophesied to do this in the original tantra itself, we accept it as blessed word. As a tantra. And after that, the Kulika Pundarika composed a commentary called The Stainless Light. Which has 12,000 stanzas. And those two were translated into Tibetan. And those who lecture on Kalachakra lecture in terms of those two texts. And among the many commentaries that were written in Tibet, the best on the Tantra and on the Stainless Light itself are those by Pudin. And among the translations into Tibetan, the two main ones are those by the translator Ra and by the translator Dro.
And
all of these lineages were mixed together with Pudun. And from Pudun down to my own root Lama, Ling Rinpoche, so it has occurred. And the explanation of the Tantra that I have comes from Segon Rinpoche. There are two transmissions there. Two different transmissions of the explanation.
Yeah. I
am still a student at this.
Yeah. The student campers.
Old student, perhaps.
Elder student.
Elder student.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That do say. Then you are that, do you lunga? That do you lunga dig?
So with regard to the term Kala Chakra, the term Kala refers to the immutable or unchangeable great bliss, and Chakra refers to empty form.
Not so good.
Various empty forms.
In the
Kala Chakra Tantra, two types of emptiness are taught, one which is aspected and one which is unaspected. The unaspected emptiness is just like that which is taught in the text of Madhyamaka. And then also the mind of clear light that takes that emptiness as its object is also called an unaspected emptiness. For instance, in the text of the Svatantrika Madhyamakas, they speak of concordant ultimates. So what is the aspected emptiness? The aspected emptiness are these various empty forms. Now the object of negation of the unaspected emptiness is self or ultimate existence, whereas the object of negation of the aspected emptiness is material phenomena.
Pembo.
Matter. The unaspected emptiness, that is to say, these empty forms, are beyond matter. The aspected emptiness, that is to say, these empty forms, are achieved on the basis of the mind. In the Kala Chakra Tantra, although there is explanation of wind or energy yoga, it is not in terms of wind yoga that the empty forms, that these forms are achieved in the way that they whereas such is explained in the tantras of the Guhya Samaja and Heruka. Therefore, Kala Chakra is a union or combination of these two. This is an explanation in terms of the effect or the final object of attainment. But then one needs something in order to actualize this effect state, which is a combination of these two, and it is in terms of the means of actualizing this that the explanation of the external, internal and alternative Kala Chakras is set forth.
Planet.
The external Kala Chakra is composed of the houses, lands, mountains, and so forth around us, the countries, planets, this universe.
The whole solar system did visit the detail. That in non to you call it, give you loop. That give you loop. That's a little tilly.
The internal Kala Chakra is the person's body, which involves the channels, winds, and drops. The external and internal Kala Chakras are taken as the basis of purification, and the means of purification, which is capable of purifying these into the pure state of the effect state, is called the other or alternative Kala Chakra. These techniques involve three different sections. The section of the six-branched yoga, which is the stage of completion, and then the stage of generation, which serves to ripen the continuum so that one can generate the stages of completion, and then the cycle of initiations, which ripen the continuum so that one can perform the stage of generation. Now the five chapters of the color of the condensed Kala Chakra Tantra set forth these. Now all of these meanings of the external, internal, and alternative Kala Chakras are included within the mantra of Kala Chakra. This is pictured on the front of the Kala Chakra initiation booklet. It has 10 letters together. The life is symbolized by
So
So there are seven consonants, seven letters. There is the dot, there is the visarga, and something else that make 11. The life of the letters, the R that makes 11. There is a complicated way of setting forth the meaning of this by way of how the letters are formed.
Four elements in the real that you need that. Tungonia and the civil sumptuous stages in Chevre. Civil sumptuous social shepherd, that is to do only civil juices of Chevre, that's civil jugilia, to Hanedi to do, and civil jugi shenny, or the Yigitu digit, Yigitu sort of digit, Kadani, Hanedi, civil jugi challenge Chevre.
When one interprets these 11 in terms of the external color chakra, they are put together with the 31 places of beings, places of beings in cyclic existence, which are condensed down to 11. When one interprets these 11 in terms of the internal color chakra, there are the
again, the four elements, internal four elements, then the gezi.
The internal four elements and the spinal column. And the right and left channels.
Oh yeah, those channels, gezi twin. Now, minju, shen to you call it, minju wana cha yin to tani, wana to shen.
And when one applies these in terms of the alternative color chakra and within that, the ripening initiations, they symbolize the 11 initiations. In the most extensive form, it can be said that there are 16 initiations, but these can be treated as 11. When we speak of seven initiations, there are the seven initiations in the manner of a child. And then there are the four higher initiations and the four greatly high initiations. When you take those two groups of four, base initiations, secret initiation, knowledge, wisdom initiations, of the higher variety and of the greatly high variety can be put together to make three. Then the fourth initiation, the word initiation of the higher initiations, is put together with the third, which leaves a group of three that contain seven, and then there is the eighth, or now the fourth, which is the higher fourth initiation or higher word initiation.
So all together, 11.
So,
one. That the kirim to jayundu, the kirim to jayundu, kirim ki, jungshi kimbo, and the zizil, titan ki shayat, benyi ten, tir chenyan, shayat.
And then when the 11 are interpreted in terms of the stage of generation, they signify or symbolize the mandala of one's generation as deity. And then when one interprets these 11 in terms of the stage of completion, they symbolize factors of the practice of the internal elements, including the channels, winds, and drops.
Number one, then,
Therefore, the, this group of letters indicates all of the external, internal, and alternative meanings of Kala Chakra. As I said yesterday, the mandala in which the initiation will be conferred is one of colored particles or colored sand. Except for a special exception, the seven initiations in the manner of a child must be conferred in such a mandala of colored particles. In the Kalachakra Tantra set forth many qualifications for the Vajra master who bestows initiation in such a mandala, such as being skilled in the Tantra, having attained the initiation himself, maintaining the vows and pledges properly, having received permission from the deity upon performing the prior approximation. In brief, this is what's needed. I have the minimum of these qualifications. I am making it so that I am just completing the minimum qualifications. The students also the students must, from the depths of their heart, have interest in the altruistic intention to become enlightened and the wisdom realizing the emptiness of inherent existence. If the person doesn't have experience already in it, at least have the feeling that I must gain such experience. And on top of that, have interest and faith in Tantra. With respect to the place, this place has all of the qualifications. It's isolated, it's quiet.
and if we are very
hungry, if one gets hungry, one can go over to the cornfield and eat some corn. With respect to the time, it is said that the third Tibetan month is the best. This is in terms of the estimation of, what do you say, the calculation of time according to the Kalachakra system. Thus, if one is going to know the system of Kalachakra well, one has to know astrology, the movement of the houses and the constellations and so forth.
That dimena, any Nyachuni Kayano?
Nyachuni.
Full moon.
It should be on the full moon of any month.
Tatari, any Sunny full moon Kedarva.
So therefore, tomorrow is the full moon, right?
Yayata. Ankayati. Has a third decade of that, curving them, Yugi.
This is the 15th day of the fifth month in the Tibetan calendar, and usually in Lhasa, this is a celebration of Lhamo.
Is it the protector of the and main protector of the central cathedral of Lhasa is Pandalam. So the 15th of fifth month, on that day, that is the image of the deity, goddess, go around Bhagavad-gata, go around Lhasa city, like that. So coincidence.
So this is the type of coincidence that we have now. This, however, was not planned. Geshe Sopa wrote and said we should be at this time, then he should said it should be earlier and so forth, and this is how it happened. But in any case, it came together very nicely, very beautifully. The initiations that are being given this time are those that ripen the mental continuum for the practice of the stage of generation. And I think that there's no hurry with respect to the four higher initiations and the four greatly high initiations. When it's done properly, these initiations are given in estimation of what's needed at the particular time. But as it's been going, often when it's done just in one ceremony, all of the initiations are given at one time. So then the seven initiations in the manner of a child are divided into 2 days, the first day being for the entry into the mandala, and the second day being for the conferral of the initiations now that one has entered the mandala.
Yeah, 다한테 친구도 수배 과탈이야. 응. 타마 친구 여외 치료도 주고 왔다. 가다 검검들이야. 친구 치료네. 면다 치아들이. 친구 치료 쳐봐지.
So with regard to entering the mandala, first one is entering outside the curtain of the mandala.
야야라. 다 여외 치료 사야지. 난 뒤샷한 녹지야. 야야. 다들라 타마 가래인한테.
The first is the generation of enthusiasm. One is saying when one repeats this mantra in Sanskrit, one is asking the supermundane victor to let one enter for great bliss into the city of liberation, the joyous bliss of all feats. Through the feat of excellent supreme bliss, make it be accomplished, is what one is saying. So within being mindful of this meaning, repeat this mantra after me.
Om Bambi Shaya.
Om Bambi Shaya.
Bhangavan.
Bhangavan.
Mahasuka.
Mahasuka.
Moksha Puram.
Moksha Puram.
Sarvasiddhi.
Sarvasiddhi.
Sukha Padam.
Sukha Padam.
Parama.
Parama.
Sukha.
Sukha.
Uttama.
Uttama.
Siddhi.
Siddhi.
Zahong Bhamho.
Zahong Bhamho.
Parsiddhi So.
Parsiddhi So.
That second time. Om Bambi Shaya.
Om Bambi Shaya.
Bhangavan.
Mahasuka.
Moksha Puram.
Sarvasiddhi.
Sukha Padam.
Parama.
Sukha.
Uttama.
Siddhya.
Zahong
Bhamho. Parsiddhi So.
Parsiddhi So.
That's the first time. That's the first time. Mudu Dawa Nyam Gawa. Talbe Tongdu, Jumden Dejinju, Chodu Dewa Tanbe, Muduji, Zawo Bong, Zodu Jogunzu. That's it. That's the next one. Swan did you take Kasachin Sal?
Then the next is to make his supplication, and it is the same supplication as was made yesterday.
In a year, much blood.
And it is you great joyous teacher of mine, soul liberator from the ocean of cyclic existence, which is frightful with sea monsters and so forth, the crocodiles of birth, aging, and death, I pay homage to the great protector who possesses the firm mode of the great enlightenment. Bestow on me the pledges, bestow on me also the mind of enlightenment, also bestow on me the three refuges, Buddha, doctrine, and spiritual community. O protector, please let me enter into the supreme city of the great liberation.
Salo,
Now, when the next is, let's see, when one practices Tantra, it's necessary to have the clear appearance of oneself as a deity. and the pride or conception of oneself as a deity. The main between these two is the pride of being a deity. And in order to have this, it's necessary to have clear appearance of oneself as a deity. Well, when one is not here refuting the ordinary appearances that occur to the eye consciousness, but one is seeking to stop the appearance of ordinary objects to one's mental consciousness and instead cause appearances of deities to appear. If one causes one's own body and so forth to appear in the aspect of a deity, a divine body, this being for one's own mental consciousness, and if that appearance occurs steadily, then one will have a sense of an I that is designated in dependence upon that pure mind and body. This is the called the pride of being a deity. In Tantra, there are many techniques and so forth. In addition to those practiced in the sutra system, many different ways of contemplation, of thought, of consideration. In order to cause one to remember, to make one mindful of the need for clear appearance as a deity and the pride of being that deity, one puts on the clothing and so forth of a deity.
Then
a blindfold is given in order to prevent one from seeing the secrecies of the mandala until it is time. And then a garland of flowers is given, which one will later offer as a present to the deities when one enters inside the mandala. And then the workers who are distributing these should be considered as deities with what do you say, one face and two hands. They're sort of like Lord Chamberlains going about doing the business. Thank you. Then there is the casting of the toothstick. Like yesterday, and then the giving of the sips of water. And those who are wearing the dress should come up here.
I'm going to go to the house. 当然了，俺弟也真正在我那学，我们阿红火，汤恰，班长担的，班长担的，卡卡扎，卡卡扎，这都是比毛恰，这都是比毛恰，木卡，比修达，比修达，松巴瓦，松巴瓦，加瓦格子的，加瓦格子，加纳。
Moka
Danda,
Dimalam,
Bishudaya Saha.